Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with NXT, which was presented live last night on the USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. The show climaxed with Trick Williams challenging Ilya Dragunov for a shot at Dragunov's NXT title. Dragunov first denied Williams' request before the champion made a challenge of his own.
You want a shot at my championship?
More than anything.
You got your NXT championship match in 2 weeks at Spring Breakin'. But if you lose when I beat you, you leave NXT.
After Williams accepted Dragunov's stipulation that he leave NXT if he doesn't win the title, both men were attacked by Carmelo Hayes.
Hey, you ain't gonna make it to Spring Breakin' because next week, I'm gonna beat your ass in a steel cage, sucker.
Hayes and Williams will face off next week in a steel cage. In a rematch from Stand and Deliver, Axiom and Nathan Frazier upended Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin to win the NXT Tag Team title. After their victory, Axiom and Frazier were attacked by the Final Testament team of Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. Roxanne Perez also defended her NXT Women's title, putting down the challenge of Natalya. North American champion Obafemi was confronted by Ivar of the Viking Raiders, leading to a pull-apart brawl between the two. Other results saw Javon Evans make his NXT debut with a pinfall victory over Scripps. Jada Parker defeated Brinley Reese. Channing Stax Lorenzo and Luca Crucifino topped Miles Bourne and Damon Kemp. And Izzy Dame and Kiana James beat Fallon Henley and Kalani Jordan. In business news, WWE issued a press release touting highlights of its business and social media successes during last week's WrestleMania festivities. The company touted the two-night event broke the previous WrestleMania gate record by 78%, but failed to cite a specific number. Vague in its details, the release also stated WWE broke records for WrestleMania viewership, merchandise sales, sponsorship revenue, and social media engagement, as well as achieving the largest gates in both Raw and SmackDown history. Cody Rhodes broke Roman Reigns' record for merchandise sales during WrestleMania weekend, according to an internal memo sent out by WWE and reported by Fightful Select. According to the memo, Rhodes sold over $1 million worth of merchandise between the WWE's pop-up store in Philadelphia and online by way of WWE Shop. In ratings news, the post-WrestleMania Monday Night Raw drew 2.362 million viewers to USA Network, up over 32% from the week before, and it achieved its highest overall viewership since February 17, 2020. Raw's rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.83, equating to 1.092 million viewers, and that's the largest the show has accomplished since September 30, 2019. The show peaked in its third quarter, which featured Cody Rhodes and The Rock, reaching an average viewership of 3.19 million. Airing outside of its usual time slot on Saturday, AEW Collision drew an audience of 463,000 viewers to TNT, according to WrestleNomics, up nearly 1.1% from the previous week. The rating among viewers 18 to 49 years old was a 0.15, up significantly from last week's 0.11 rating. Both the overall viewership and demo number are the highest the show has achieved since the February 10th episode. Collision was moved up 3.5 hours to an 11:30 p.m. Eastern start time due to TNT's coverage of the Collegiate National Men's Basketball Tournament. In free agency news, Julia has agreed to join World Wrestling Entertainment, according to a report on Tuesday from Fightful Select. The report indicates that WWE had made a better financial offer to the former Stardom talent, as well as shown more interest during the courting process. Fightful also notes that William Regal, who serves as WWE's Vice President of Global Talent Development, played a key role in Julia's negotiations with the company. Despite already being a free agent, Julia will return to Stardom to wrestle in her final match for the promotion. On April 12th, she teams with Shuri to face Mayu Iwatani in Hanan. In related news from Japan, the April 12th Stardom show inside Tokyo's Korakuen Hall will not only be Julia's final show for the company, but also serves as the final appearance for Utami Hayashishita. The former World of Stardom champion teams with Saya Kamitani to face current champion Maika and Saya Iida. Hayashista and Julia now follow Mirai, Mai Sakurai, and Yuzuki, who have already departed stardom and aligned with Ogawa's new promotion. In a story on Tuesday, Tokyo Sports reports Ogawa is saying, quote, "We'll be holding a press conference to launch the organization within the next week," end quote. The newspaper interviewed Ogawa at the airport after the former stardom owner returned from Philadelphia, where he met with WWE officials and appeared alongside Julia at last Saturday's NXT Stand and Deliver show. And in injury news, Seth Rollins will be taking some time off to rest his injured knee, says a report on Tuesday from Dave Meltzer. Rollins had received partial tears to the MCL and meniscus in his left knee during a January 15th match against Jinder Mahal on Monday Night Raw. Rollins returned to the ring on March 9th, wrestling four house show tag team matches before coming back to television on April 1st against Solo Sikoa. And Piper Niven has been recovering from a broken hand suffered in training. The Scotswoman appeared on the Gorilla Position podcast, saying she injured the hand during a training session on February 7th and has not yet been cleared to compete. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.